Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Raising cattle is not what you do. It's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle, an online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear, cattle marketing on your terms.
Neighbors, if you're looking for some high-quality wheat seed for this growing season, I might suggest Shirley Farms is a great place to check with. Joe Shirley's got high-quality varieties, including Iba, Gallagher, Ruby Lee, and Duster Seed available right now. Give Joe a call, 580-327-2070, or you can go to their website at www.shirleyfarms.com. Joe Shirley and Shirley Farms can help you out with wheat seed this growing season. Give him a call, 580-327-2070. 2070.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's visit a little bit about our livestock futures here. And for the most part, livestock's had a pretty good day. At least the cattle futures did on Friday, finishing higher.
That's exactly right. We ended the week with some really good upside in our cattle complex. Only problem is we started last week with downside as we experienced a couple days of large losses, but we gained most of that back by the end of the week. Now, we also saw our choice box beef down 99 cents on Friday. Selects were down 17. Total movement of only 93 loads. Cattle slaughter 105,000 head. Cash feeder index down $1.20. Cash cattle in the north were lower money at mostly 143 to 145. And we've yet to establish any cash in the southern plains. Hoping to get a little more information on that late this morning from the USDA. Now, today, August live cattle futures expire. On the close Friday, October live cattle $1.42 higher. October feeders up $1.85, and October lean hogs 62 cents lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Tom, let's take a look at these grain futures at their close on Friday. And, well, the wheat futures were negative Friday, but the corn and the soybeans did finish on the higher side for the most part.
That's exactly right. We did see mixed close on that corn, and as Dave said, those soybeans were higher, but unfortunately, our wheat market continued to slide lower. Last week, the Kansas City and Chicago wheat, along with the soybean futures, made new contract lows. Now, for the week last week, we saw December corn lose 2 cents, November soybeans lost 4 cents, and December KC wheat lost 9 cents for the week. Now, overnight, trading has been mostly lower for the grains, the equities, and our energy markets. At the moment, December KC wheat's down 2.5 cents. December corn's down 2.75. November soybeans trading 9 cents lower. December cotton's down 5 points. October crude oil, 87 cents lower. September dollar index is down 9 cents. And September Dow Jones futures trading 137 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866- Go to Tom.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. We'll visit again tomorrow and look forward to that. It's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.